Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, everybody. Kathy Love here. How are you? Hope this podcast conversation finds you well and getting back to some form of next normal business. I don't know about you guys, but 2020 has not been the year that we expected. Goodness. So when we think back to the year, we had bushfires and tragedy on that front. We've had other kind of, you know, news events and most certainly the global pandemic since then. So when we think about the survival of allied health business owners and their teams and their clients, on behalf of me and my NACA consulting team, we cannot salute you enough for the most incredible work that you guys have all achieved locally and with your teams and clients. So for many of you, telehealth, yep, fair to say, it was on the 5-year business plan. The fact that it came to life in 5 days is kind of relevant, isn't it? It really got kick-started and a lot of very, very interesting maneuvers were done in those early weeks of March. And who knew that so much could get done with so little sleep and everyone was safe and sound and trained and at home with their new technology and in this incredible tiny white light world of telehealth. So now I'm sort of recording this in May 2020, and we've had Easter and school holidays, and schools are sort of starting to get back to children in classrooms and exciting things like that. And businesses are navigating their unique pathway back to face-to-face services. And certainly the vast majority of businesses that I am speaking with are really nutting out what a hybrid service is going to look like. So a service that preserves the best of everything, preserves the best of face-to-face services, but also brings into play the incredible learnings and opportunities that have arisen during COVID-19. And if you haven't yet, I really strongly encourage that as the business owner, you find an hour. I know that could be the tripwire on it, couldn't it? But to find a good hour to be able to sit quietly, maybe with a caffeine drink of your choice at a cafe, if you're lucky enough, and do a full and remarkable debrief of the 2020 that we have experienced to date. Because Amidst all of the fatigue and the decision-making fatigue and the adrenaline and all of those other kind of big pieces, there is incredible gold to excavate from the work you have done strategically, operationally, tactically in your businesses in the last 3 to 4 months. So a very simple framework will do the job. You might want wins, learnings, and losses. You might want plus, minus, interesting. You may well have a debrief document that is your default. Please print it out. Please sit yourself down with some really, really good free thinking time to really evaluate what you have achieved and what has been remarkable, where the traps and the negatives have been, and the learnings that you will be bringing forward from episode in time. I know I've encouraged many of you, certainly the NACA consulting clients, to keep a logbook so that you are not always trying to remember everything you thought and everything you said and everything you did. This would be a great time to get out that logbook and have a look at what shaped your decisions, what the outcomes of your decisions were, what you might do differently in a tense semi-crisis situation going forward. But to allow yourself to pat yourself on the back and congratulate yourself with the remarkable shift, the seismic shift that you have achieved as business owners. Now, quite a few of you listening will have been part of our Business Continuity Club. We got that out very, very early in March. And we had a webinar with nearly 200 people on it. And then we sort of ran our Business Continuity Club that was sort of training and guidance on a Wednesday morning and then a Q&A session on a Monday night. So it was just fabulous. The people that showed up and kept showing up and kept questioning and kept answering. And that was very much part of the momentum and the progress that business owners were able to sustain through the pandemic times as well. So it sort of feels as though Allied Health Business is now in a phase of recovery. And recovery is going to be different for each of you. Back to some face-to-face services, back to a staged face-to-face offer, a hybrid model of telehealth and face-to-face and so on and so forth. You've all got that in hand and you're all making remarkable decisions around that. Please document everything. Please document absolutely everything. And if people have to sign things about the next level of staging and decisions, please get them to sign things as well. Where we are thinking here at NACA Consulting is a little further ahead. You know us, we're always just kind of pitch things just that little bit further ahead. So if we think about continuity, if we think about recovery, we've been challenging ourselves. Well, what is next? What is continuity is to keep the doors open. Recovery is positioning back to where we were. And what we've been able to do in-house as a team is to swap our entire 2020 calendar around. We've been listening very, very intently to what Allied Health business owners need now, and we are working with our industry thinkers and our thought leaders about what we anticipate business owners will require and benefit from next. So we are super excited to be announcing that on July the 24th, we will be presenting our fourth, can you believe it, our fourth private practice online conference. So we love running these and we have just the most rockstar lineup for you all to enjoy this year. And we hope you like the focus that we're taking. Our focus for this online conference is accelerating business prosperity. We just love the energy that the word prosperity brings. We truly believe that the best of 2020 is yet to come. The best of business in 2020 is yet to come. And literally in a few weeks' time, we are going to be bending our minds around what our 2021 financial year will look like. So the best way that we believe we can help you is to bring you a really spectacular private practice online conference that helps you accelerate your business prosperity. Now, let me just delight your earbuds with some of the speakers that are coming in to join us. So Chantelle Robards is going to be presenting on NDIS audit and the business advantages associated with it. Darren Reich, the CEO from Nookl, is coming in to share about how practice management software can help forecast revenue, promote cash flow, and manage debtors. Yanni Sapanos from Core Plus is coming in to present about customer experience and the role that telehealth will have in the future. Damien Adler is also coming in and he's the CEO founder of Power Diary. So great to have Damien in as well. We've got marketing specialists who will be sharing their pro tips on the use of social media for these prosperity messages. Anna is coming in from my team to speak about the advantages of running events, whether virtual or whether online or face-to-face, the advantages of bringing events to your business. And we've also got Lyndall Harris from Podcast VA about a way to launch a a podcast to amplify your business message as well. In regards to leadership, I'm presenting a few topics on high-octane leadership, on team culture and togetherness. Natasha Hawker from Employee Matters is coming in to get us completely on point with all things HR, rules, regulations, legislation as well. So we love when Natasha comes in to present the latest and greatest. There's also an extra emphasis in our Private Practice Online Conference, July 24, on finance and money. And I'm sure you completely understand the context for this after quite a remarkable economic period to date in 2020 and the positioning in July for the 2021 financial year. So we have an absolutely wonderful financial planner. Angela is coming in to speak with us. Michael, an accountant who specializes in medical and allied health businesses, is also coming in. He's just tossing up all of the topics that he really wants to share with everyone. We've also got our favourite friends from Professional Bookkeeping Services, PBS, Chris Stenhouse and Leanne Wilshire to come in and talk through. I can't even imagine what they're going to be talking about just yet. It will be about zero. It will be about systems. It will be about optimising zero. It could be about profit centres and tracking, reporting. You know, we could just run amok for hours across Angela and Michael and the guys from PBS as well. So we hope this kind of is the energy boost and the business optimism that you need to be hearing right now. We love delivering these online events. We love that we can connect online. We love that we can bring the best speakers from anywhere in the country to a screen near you. We also love that, you know, attending live on the day is remarkable, and the vast majority of ticket holders do attend live on the day, but you've also got kind of that 30 days afterwards to be able to get in and re-listen and make an action plan and even implement and come back and listen to the next bit. We love the dialed up functionality of online events. So somewhere near this podcast is going to be a link for you to purchase your ticket. Please make sure that you do. Please come back to us with any questions, but we are very, very confident that our absolutely phenomenal speakers are really going to be able to guide you in the best way possible forward to prosperity across the 2021 financial year. So that is over and out for me. You will be receiving other messages here and there. You'll see our stuff on social media and on LinkedIn. And we actually can't wait to be helping you get back on your feet and to make the next phase of business absolutely glorious. Alrighty, that's it. Over and out for me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.